Ties That Bind, Ties That Break by Lenzie Namioka. Narrated by Emily Wu Zeller. Prologue. I found it hard to manage my high-heeled shoes without tripping or twisting my ankle. Wearing them was almost as bad as having bound feet. No, that wasn't true. Nothing could be as bad as having bound feet. I also had to remember to take small steps so as not to enlarge the side slits in my silk cheongsam. After several years of wearing a full skirt, it wasn't easy getting used to this narrow, slinky dress. The cheongsam, with its high, stiff collar and side buttons, was actually based on the Manchu tunic Chinese women used to wear over their trousers before the revolution. But this was 1925, and women nowadays wore only long silk stockings under the tunic, instead of trousers, and the tunic itself fitted the body much more tightly. Grandmother would have had hysterics if she had seen me in this outfit. I was only 19, but I chose to wear the cheongsam and the high heels because I was the wife of the proprietor, and I had my dignity to maintain. As usual, I looked around the restaurant, checking to see that everything was running smoothly. That was when I saw him. The face was familiar, but the figure and the clothing were not. I stared at the young Chinese man dressed in a Western suit who had come into the restaurant and was looking around. There could be no doubt about it. Those raised eyebrows belonged to Liu Hanwei, my former fiancé. A huge bubble of laughter rose in my throat, and I wanted to shout a greeting. But I had to restrain myself. Otherwise, I might lose the respect of the waiters, who were all older than I was. I walked up to Hanwei.